Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is about 3,543 years ago. What happened 3,543 years ago? Jacob, one of our Avos, one of the patriarchs, came down to Egypt with his entire family to join his son Yosef, who had become the viceroy, the second in command, and in a lot of ways actually the first in command, in Egypt. Yaakov and his children and grandchildren all came down to live in Egypt because there was a famine in the land of Canaan, where they were living, later became the land of Israel. And just since Yosef was the viceroy, the second to the king, and in some ways really the first, most powerful in the land of Egypt, therefore, they would have plenty to eat, because in Egypt there was no famine, because Yosef had stored up food in the first 7 good years, because Hashem had given him a prophecy to know that there would be a famine afterwards. And Hashem had blessed his efforts, and therefore there was plenty of food to eat for all the Egyptians, as well as, lahavdil, all the Jews. So they came down to Egypt, and one of the first things that Yaakov did when he came to Egypt was that he planted cedar trees. Now, you may ask, why did Yaakov want to plant cedar trees in Egypt? The answer is because many years later, about 210 years later, when the Jews would leave Egypt and they would go through the sea that Hashem would split miraculously, and they would come to Har Sinai and receive the Torah, and then later they would receive the instruction to build the Mishkan, to build the special Beis HaMikdash temple, but it would be not like the one in Yerushalayim. It would be one that would be able to be taken apart and put back together and packed onto wagons and travel, and then when they came to the new spot, to unpack it and put it together. So when they would build the Mishkan, they would need cedar wood for the main part of the Mishkan, the walls. And therefore, the Jews could take the cedar wood with them, which is what they did when they left Egypt, because since they would be in the desert, where would they get cedar wood? Cedar wood doesn't grow in the desert. But the truth is, there was another reason why Yaakov planted cedar trees in Egypt. Maybe they would have been able to travel from the desert and get cedar trees and come back to the desert to build the Mishkan. Perhaps. But Yaakov had another reason. That was that whenever the Jewish people would look at those cedar trees, they would be reminded, someday we will leave Egypt and we will build a Mishkan to Hashem, a place that Hashem will come and dwell among us, and all the other important things that were going to happen. And so even when the Jews became slaves in Egypt, they still had those cedar trees to look at. And when they would look at those cedar trees, they would remember, aha, Hashem promised that it will someday take us out of Egypt. And we will receive the Torah, and we will build a Mishkan, a place, a home for Hashem. And this, of course, encouraged them. And so too with us. Even though we are still in Gullus for one more moment, but we see many things around us that can remind us that Hashem is taking us out of Gullus and will bring the Geula. And that is what I'd like to ask you to do, is to think about and look around and see what are the things that remind us that we will not be in exile, we will not be in Gullus forever. Hashem will take us out. I'll just give you a hint. One of the things is the mitzvahs. But let's see if you could think of more things and see more things that are reminders that we will someday and very soon and hopefully today in this minute go out of this bitter gullus with Mashiach. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.